The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
When's Doc calling to yell at us?
Probably about a half hour or so.
Or me.
To yell at you, yeah.
Half hour, right? Doc Mina? Get vaccinated, by the way. That's the only way we can all get out of this thing. We will agree on that with Doc Mina. She's going to distract you with her yelling, but I'll get her to agree with us.
Wyoming leads the league in vaccine hesitancy.
Great. Get your vaccines. I'm just reading the U.S. has the opportunity to overcome COVID-19 pandemic, but a major challenge lies ahead, experts say. I started to read the article. Of course, it means everybody has to get vaccinated to reach herd immunity. So you are part of the problem, not the solution.
Yes, you can contribute to the solution.
Right. You are not smarter. They do these stories. I was watching the news last night, and they do these stories where they put microphones in people's faces, and they go, I'm just concerned about what's in that. Why do they put microphones in people's faces like that? Because they're not educated. I can tell by just who they are. They're not educated about anything.
Right.
And then why give them credence? Why give them a microphone?
I never understood that.
Why does journalism do that? That's not an official policy. They go to doctors, and then they go to a person that says, well, I don't know what's in that.
That's not a both sides of the argument thing.
And
that's
no, it's not.
And that's a fact and not a fact thing.
That was a nightly news. That was an actual network news did that.
Yeah. I don't know why they feel, well, we have to represent the morons.
Right.
We've got to get the moron opinion in here.
Because somebody's watching that thinking, well, I kind of agree with her.
No, you
not
don't.
Not the five doctors they talked about it. A lot of times they'll give that the opinion first and then let the doctor talk. And people aren't even listening to that. Well, I'm with her.
You're a news organization. You seek out the truth.
That was ABC Nightly News.
Yeah, the story should be there's vaccine hesitancy, but those people are dumb.
Right.
Yeah.
And end of the story.
Say the word.
No, they're wrong. Go get your vaccine.
Well, they talk to...
End of story.
And they do talk to... And they try to drag in Republican lawmakers that have the vaccine saying it. Say, no, people. You know, we can agree to disagree on certain things in this world, but no, get the vaccine. They don't even listen to their leaders. Even our dumbass governor says get the vaccine.
Even the deer leader got
Thank you.
You know, come on.
The orange impotent guy in Florida not doing dick right now. He got the vaccine.
Oh, Nick's here.
Oh.
You reminded me.
I did, because I said impotent?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. What up, Nick?
No.
All right.
Yeah, I'm just not hard over here, I guess.
What up? You're back in the studio a week from Monday. Are you prepared?
Good.
Are you prepared?
I don't think so.
All right.
I think it'll be weird for being back for like 3 minutes, and then it'll be fine.
Well, it'll be nice to see you during the commercial breaks more often. You know?
Yeah.
Plus, that hugging thing is going to happen that day, too.
That'll be awkward.
Yeah, it will be.
For who?
Somebody who walks in and sees it.
No, it'll just be like a basketball team getting together. We got to make that movement.
Oh, yeah, back and forth. And one of us has to pray to start the show. Yeah,
break them down, coach.
Yeah.
Everybody puts their hand in the middle.
Oh, yeah, let's go. Yeah, that's us at 5 o'clock. That's totally us.
Right, rah, rah.
Rah, rah.
It was on this date in 1864. You might remember where you were when Congress issued a mandate calling for all U.S. minted coins to bear the inscription, "In God We Trust."
Oh, it was 1864? Okay. Coins.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does the paper money have that?
It does.
I know I got some in my pocket, but I'm
it's on everything.
Looking at it, yeah. I think it does, yeah.
I got this one $10 bill I've been carrying around for about 3 months.
Yeah.
And I don't see it here.
Can't find that hooker?
Tough to find a $10 hooker.
He knows one. He just hasn't seen it.
I don't go into any stores all that often.
Hasn't seen it in a while.
On the back of a 20, right above the White House.
Oh, yeah. There.
Yeah, it's on the back of this, too. Right.
Yeah, on the back of the 10.
Right. I thought I had a 20 in my wallet. I have a 10.
Sure, it's not counterfeit like George Floyd. I reminded my wife last night. Because she's been seeing she had a great line about that. She said, just because you think Chauvin killed anybody, when he did, by the way, it doesn't mean you hate cops. But people were just, she saw that in social media, basically, you know, the right-wing a-holes. I said, remember the time you passed a counterfeit bill? She did. Like a month before George Floyd passed a counterfeit bill. My wife accidentally passed a counterfeit bill at a Walgreens in town.
Where'd you get it?
She don't remember. She don't remember. She's had cash on her, so it came from somewhere. Changed from somewhere. I don't know. And the guy figured out it was counterfeit and says, oh, yeah, just give me your name. If they want to call you, they'll call you. Yeah, because they realized it was since she's a 40-something white woman.
Right. She can't be a criminal.
Yeah, so they said, just give me your name and phone number in case the cops want to talk to you about, where you think you might have got this.
Dressed nice, right. Put together.
And she gave him the name and phone number, and nobody called.
Oh. Nobody came over to kneel on her neck for a little while?
Nope. Nope.
See if she was making them?
Nope. I mean,
if you had the printing press in the basement?
Nope. Got rid of it the next day, by the way. Thank you for ringing it up.
Absolutely. I shouldn't have said anything.
I wasn't stupid. Apparently they weren't that good.
Lost all that money you spent on the ink.
I did.
Ink's expensive.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Counterfeiting's hard.
Yes, that's what I said. Damn it. Sorry, honey.
Yeah. That test page always pisses me off,
too. Yeah,
me too.
Yeah.
But it was that good that she didn't catch it?
I don't remember seeing it because, the guy caught it because there was something on it. I think he might have swept the pen eventually, but there was something on it he noticed was just a little different. It might have been the texture. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, are you going to notice that, Todd, if somebody gives you – I mean, I don't pay attention.
I just fold it up,
put it in my wallet.
Unless it's a $20 bill with a picture of Howie Mandel on it.
Right.
Probably not going to catch it.
Maybe you're in Howie Mandel
land. But even then, you don't look at the pictures.
Right. You don't pay attention.
You just have this piece of paper in your pocket.
That was oddly specific, though. Howie Mandel. What kind of money you passing?
In Howie we trust.
I think that one's worth 30.
Yeah. So it was a 5 or a 10. I forget what it was exactly. But who makes $5 fakes? Yeah. But, you know, who does?
Someone does.
Yeah, That's what I would do if I was going to do it.
Must be you and your wife.
Make the small one.
Because nobody's expecting it.
Right.
We're going to get rich. I'm going to make 20 of these. Yeah.
If you use $100
bill. That's only $100.
If you use a $100 bill in a transaction, they'll hold it up to that little blue
light. Yeah, they do.
Thing.
They do.
Yeah. And they'll put the pen
And I'm always afraid one of those is going to be fake just because I got it somewhere. Yeah. You know, I just always see that, you know. But once again, they would take your name down and say, okay, we'll call you. And they don't call.
I have no idea what you're talking about with a light because I can't remember the last time I had a $100 bill.
Yeah, well, sometimes you get that in the bank. If you take $100 at an ATM, sometimes $100 will split out, especially at casinos. They want you to have that. They want you to blow the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't go to casinos either.
Well, an ATM will spit out a $100 bill. You don't go to ATMs either, do you?
Not right now.
Okay, yeah.
Most of the ATMs I've been in, it's all 20s.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you ask for 100 or more, it's just a wad of 20s.
It is.
I think I'm about to go to the casino.
Yeah. Good.
Get a hot dog.
Yeah.
Gamble.
Damn it.
Sports betting?
Yeah.
Lay down a couple of bets?
Get loose.
Yeah. You're
fully vaccinated. Oh, Dr. Me's going to hear that and yell at me and not you.
You going to bet the under on the Chiefs?
I'd go the over.
12 victories? Is that the over-under?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
If they're at 12, that is a lot.
But they're 17 games.
But it's 17 again. Yeah. We forget about that.
Yeah.
Well, they'll beat the Raiders twice.
They didn't last year.
They'll beat the Broncos twice.
What was the line?
You'll beat the Packers once.
Yeah. It was probably 12 and a half, huh, Craig?
No, it was 12. I saw this.
Yeah, the Chiefs were 12.
12 was the highest. There were only, I think, one
or
two.
Chiefs and the Bucs?
I think the Bucs might have been 11 and a half.
Really?
There were like two at 11 and a half, and then the Packers were right there at 11. You know, but they were giving you even, you know, just whole game numbers.
All right.
Most places don't do that. Most places give you a half.
No, no, was, no, it's not most places. This is the actual.
We did right, this.
This is how they're doing. This is what they're saying. Yeah.
But if you go,
Steelers are eight. Yeah.
If you go to an actual book or an actual casino,
that was an actual book. That was William Hill. Caesar's William Hill.
That's the book, man.
That was an actual book.
Yeah, but I bet you if you went there and placed a bet, there would be and a half.
No, because they mentioned that there were some with halves.
And some not.
And we mentioned that.
Most of them are with a half.
But not of our teams.
Not our teams.
Not of our teams this year. And yes, generally that is the case, but it is not always.
Yeah, because they don't really want to push.
Well, they'd still win. No. I bet you they win. I bet they win on a push.
Yeah, they still get the little extra. They get the big.
On a push, no money changes hands. They don't want to push.
In that case, you've already given them the money, and you've already given them the money it takes to pay the.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't think you have to pay the extra 10% if there's a push. I think you get your money back.
Okay. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I used to do this.
I did not.
But it may be different.
But your guy fired you.
Yeah.
With a legit casino rather than a bookie.
I'm looking at all of these.
Most of them are single numbers, right?
Most of them are whole numbers.
Yeah, they are.
They're not and a half. Right. And a lot of them, this expert thing, they're going, well, what's the prediction? Should you take the over? And a lot of them say push. We think they're going to push right at that number.
All right.
So if you place a bet for them to get exactly that amount, you don't get any money?
Not only you can do that, you pick over under. You don't pick.
Well,
if they're saying you don't bet the push, but that's the prediction.
That's prediction.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're betting that the Chiefs will push right at 12.
Right. And if it turns out they win just 12, you don't lose any money, but you don't win any money.
Oh, come on, Nick. You don't see your team losing five whole games this year, do you?
I don't.
Five of them?
I don't. The Chiefs are really good.
Holy cow.
And they're pissed off because they lost.
Not five games. Yeah. Five? You're losing five? That team losing five games?
No, I'm with
Who
Nick.
Can see it?
No, Nick doesn't. Nick believes they're going to win more than 12.
I could see that. Yeah. I know they're pretty good.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes gets injured again.
If they can get like a tackle, I think they'll be fine. I think they'd still need some help on the offensive line.
Five games. Way too many for that team to lose. I don't think
offensive line was a real big problem in their last game.
Oh.
Your Huskers are supposed to be 500, I saw yesterday in the paper.
Oh, man.
Maybe 500, I said, yeah.
Start blowing up the balloons.
Maybe 500. I don't know.
500?
Did the local paper say that?
No, it was a national. Okay. No, the local paper was going to say they're going to win eight. You know that. They're suck asses.
If only that were Miles. You're welcome, Nick. I did that for you. 500 miles and
I would walk 500 more. I feel like I'm slacking. The actual number 500 was said, and my mind did not go right there.
Right.
You are slacking.
I was thinking about, well, they got to play Wisconsin.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Sex dreams, even those that do not involve your significant other, and why would they? No, that's not true.
We've all had sex dreams that don't involve our significant other. That's just human nature.
Sex dreams don't really have much to do with attraction at all, according to professional dream analyst Lori Loewenberg. She told EliteDaily.com that sex dreams are not necessarily about a physical union that you want, perhaps, but rather a psychological union you need.
Oh.
Lori says that your brain is trying to tell you that you wish to embody some of the traits possessed by the object of your intimate affection in the dream.
This is way too heady. What's that mean?
A sex dream about your friend can perhaps show that you're secretly envious of their personality or their wardrobe.
Oh, you just want to bang them.
Right.
She's saying that that's not necessarily what your brain is trying to tell you.
Why would I be envious of a woman's wardrobe? I don't wear women's clothes much.
perhaps this isn't specifically for you. This could be for any number of people.
But, most
and
of
not
us,
everyone.
But if we're heterosexual, we have dreams about other people, other
well,
women. Yeah. You know?
Okay.
So why would you be envious of their wardrobe? That sounds like a woman-on-woman
thing. I
think
you're personalizing this a little too much.
Well,
I think that this can be just for anyone and not for Mike Tyler.
Well, how about you, Todd? Do you dream about women because you want to wear their clothes?
No,
what about you? Because you want to have sex with them.
It's mostly like just random.
Yeah, mine too.
A person.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, it's always.
But she says it can be that you would like their personality or their wardrobe. That's just a possibility. Dreams involving your ex.
Okay,
can serve as gentle reminders to not repeat past mistakes. Not necessarily that you want to bang them again. Just don't repeat past mistakes.
It's not just about getting in there one more time.
Yeah.
Right. That's what she's saying. In the case of sex dreams involving strangers, that's the most common.
Yep.
Yeah.
Your brain is attempting to show you the hidden parts of your personality, she thinks. The sex of the stranger in your dream is important to note since different personality traits are represented in the two genders. So you find yourself very attracted to the person in the dream because your dreaming mind wants you to be attracted to the qualities that that person represents that are already a part of you.
We used to always have this rule on this show. If you had a sex dream about somebody, you had to tell them, and then they could then we thought about getting sued.
Well, you had no. The rule was you had to call us.
Well,
and then we would call the object
that,
of their dream.
Or we did it here. We would bring people in we used to work with, and they would say the same thing. And now you just get that's a Me Too situation.
That's a minefield.
You know, total.
Well, that's what we wanted.
I know.
That was the desired effect.
And the women played along. The women we knew played along. They come in here and talk about it, you know.
Glamour magazine points out that people having dreams about threesomes or group sex are likely attempting to juggle too many things in their daily lives and maybe should interpret this dream as a sign to slow down a little bit. But no, I think
I'm dreaming about just a
threesome. I might just enjoy that.
I know, I would
maybe
too.
They want to juggle breasts.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine with that.
So you got a lot of balls in the air during the day. You're going to have a dream about a threesome.
And hopefully not a lot of balls in the threesome.
No, not at all.
But if somebody called us, let's say a woman, and we had to call the guy.
Right.
The guy will listen to the story and say, all right.
That's exactly what they say.
And if it were the other way around,
right,
the woman would be creeped out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You're even creepy when you're sleeping.
Right. I think I had a sex dream this week. I couldn't remember. Woke up kind of excited.
Yeah, like years and years ago, had we lived by that rule, I would have had to call one of our local news anchors.
Oh, yeah. See, that
what's his name?
That probably got us in trouble.
Well, they're smooching pickles. Is there a couple of pickle smooches?
He doesn't work here anymore.
Hey, Rob.
He's hot. Who can blame you?
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't blame you if that was it.
It was Rob. Yeah.
How you doing?
Share this piece with him when you see him today.
No, if Rob were involved, I would have called him.
Yeah.
Oh, we would have called him on the air.
Rob's, no, absolutely.
Rob's the main anchor in this town. We've known him for years. Good dude. Yeah.
Now, this is a horrible TV show.
Yeah.
New Iraqi TV show. Tricks celebrities.
Okay. Oh, Iraqi. You got it. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about, like, Sly Stone.
Yeah, that was a show about Rocky. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, by the way, they're doing. He's doing a prequel. Rocky as a teenager in the late 60s, early 70s, coming of age.
Oh, now, man, they're not going to do that de-aging thing.
No. That'd be impossible with that thing. No, they're going to find a young actor.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw the story.
Wasn't
that'd be kind of cool, because he's never done a prequel.
Rocky's origin story?
It's Rocky's origin, basically, yeah.
A new Iraqi TV show in Iraq tricks celebrities into believing that they have been kidnapped by ISIS.
Damn. Oh, my God.
Not cool.
Not cool.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
It sees men take captives, strap fake suicide vests to them, and warn them of their impending execution.
What if the if they do this... What if the celebrity is packing and shoots an actor?
One actress passed out in fear, and the show is drawing criticism from Iraqis who they think it might be in bad taste.
A little bit.
Especially in a country where terrorism is a real threat and ISIS is occupying and hurting people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of a weird place to do it. Any country would be weird because we're all afraid of ISIS, but come on.
It gets worse.
Uh-oh. Ow.
And that the explanation for the show, you know, when people try and say, no, it's fine.
Right.
Those people, the writer for the show says, yeah, it's harsh, but it would have been way harsher if ISIS had won.
That's a great explanation.
That's nothing.
Yeah. I don't think it's over.
Yeah. That's like saying, I didn't mean to put out that tweet.
Yeah. Dude, this show puts the Impractical Jokers to shame.
Yeah.
Like, oh, funny in the grocery store. Here comes ISIS.
Yeah, this is a whole other league.
What happens if ISIS does capture you? You think it's fake, and they just cut your head off, and you're yelling, hey.
Won't worry about it for too long.
Where's the cameras? Oh.
Oh, it's
you're real.
Over. Oh.
Yeah, you think it's punked, and then it's the real thing.
That wasn't much of a fade to black.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. That knife's not real. Yeah. Oh, there goes my head. What's up?
Damn, the real
ISIS. You guys
ISIS.
Are committed to this joke, aren't you? Yeah, I don't want to be on that show.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.